All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, last night marked the return to the ring for Andre Ward. Now, of course, Ward is the former super middleweight champion of the world. He was making his debut, his professional debut, in the light heavyweight division, and he won with a convincing victory over Sullivan Barrera. Now, Ward got the unanimous decision over Barrera last night, and he dominated the fight throughout, but it was just Ward's fourth fight in the last 4 years, as injuries and legal issues with his former promoter kept him inactive. Now, in spite of the fact that Ward has not been very active in the ring, he has continued to train and stay around the sport of boxing in the attempt to keep himself sharp. Now, there is an agreement in place for Ward to fight Sergey Kovalev. And right now you look at Kovalev, who is dominating the light heavyweight division with a record of 29-0-1. He is recognized as a WBA super, IBF, and WBO light heavyweight title holders, as he is the undisputed king of this division. And it would be paramount, and we're going to see it eventually, as far as these two great pugilists get into the ring together at some point and get it on. I want to see it, and the world wants to see it. But before this happens, Ward needs to take two more tune-up fights. I know some people out there are saying one, but in honesty, I think that Ward needs to take two tune-up fights before he gets into the ring with Kovalev. It was a situation last night against Barrera where Ward was able to shake off some of the rust, and you saw that he had some great flashes, but he's a perfectionist, and he's not going to stand up there and give himself a ton of credit for his performance last night, and he knows that he has to be sharper in a contest with someone the likes of Kovalev, and that's going to come with in-ring timing, more fights, and more activity, which I expect Ward to have. Ward is no dummy. He's one of the best fighters out there in the world right now, but he's not going to go out there and take a payday against the likes of Kovalev, which more than likely would be on pay-per-view, just to say that he fought him so he can go out there and get embarrassed. Ward wants to go out there, and he wants to be at the top of his game, and I think the competitor in Kovalev wants Ward to be at the top of his game as well, because then there's no excuses on either side from who wins that bout to who would lose it. And I think it would be a tremendous fight. I look at Ward, and he's a younger version of Bernard Hopkins. He's a guy that goes out there and he tries to take away an opponent's strengths. He goes out there, he likes to do a lot of crowding, and he likes to give opponents an unorthodox style that they are unaccustomed to seeing. But at the same time, Kovalev is pure power, and he is also a general in the ring, and his power really allows him to dictate a lot of the things that he can do in the ring. And I think this fight will come down the pike soon, maybe not in 2016, but at some point in 2017. And when they do get it on, it will be great, and I think it will be worth the wait. But right now, before that happens, Ward needs to continue tune-up fights to get his rhythm and timing down before he gets into the ring with one Sergey the Crusher Kovalev. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming Major League Baseball season in the National League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.